Today's shir in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kupes, and we will begin on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The pasuk says V'yivot Hamelech, and the Gemara wants to know what is the definition of Yivot, that the king took advice or gave advice. Amar Yehuda says Yehuda, what happened was Shehav Rosh Etzel Tzadik. Yeravim ben Nevat would have Rasha sit next to a tzaddik, Vamlahu, and the tzaddik and the Rasha will sign. The tzaddik, he would say to both of them, Chasimsa kol davidna, please sign on everything that I say, that everything I say you will do. Amalahen, they said, fine. So Yeravim said to them, Malkam bein Lahavi, I want to be the king. Amalek, to which they said, hey, we accept it. Then they said, Kol Amina Lechu Aveidu, now that I'm going to be king, I will you do everything that I say. Amalek, to that as well, hey, they said, fine. Afilu Lemiflech Lehavayis Kechavim. So then he says, will you agree even to worship Avodah Zarah? If you're saying that anything I say you're going to do, will you do this as well? Amalei tzaddik. So the tzaddik, of course, reacts and says, Chas v'shalom, I would never agree to worship Avodah Zarah. Amalei rosh l'tzaddik. So the rosh says to the tzaddik, Salkadatach, do you really believe that Avd Gavr Kirovim Polch Avodah Kechavim, that a great individual like a Yeravim will tell us to worship Avodah Zarah? The only reason he's telling us, he's saying what he's saying, is El Le Mitsunuhu de Kaboy. He wants to test us, Iki Balsala memory. It's a way of him testing our loyalty, but not that in any way would he ever do something like that. Then, as we discussed at the end of our previous year, we know what Yeravim ben Nevat did. What Yeravim Nevat did was he put up two Avodah Zarah, one Avodah Zarah in the north of Israel, in Don, the other Avodah Zarah in the south of Yisrael, and Beersheva. And now this person had already signed this letter, this document, saying that he's going to do whatever Yeravim Nevat said. Vach, says the Gemara, Achia Shloini, even Achia Shloini, who was such a great Navi and Tzaddik, Tor, fell into this trap, V'chosam, and he signed that document that will do whatever Yeravim ben Nevat says. That, so way Rashi explains the Gemara, that he signed the document that whatever the Yeravim ben Nevat is going to tell them to do, he's going to do, even if he tells them to worship Avodah Zarah. The Yad Ramah says that that's difficult to accept, that a tzaddik like Achia Shloini should have signed such a document, that Achia Shloini should have fallen into this trap. And therefore he says that he didn't sign a letter that he'll do whatever Yeravim ben Nevat says, even to Avodah Zarah. What he says was that he'll do everything to support the kingdom of Yeravim ben Nevat. And then Yeravim ben Nevat took out that letter saying, well, this is part of what I am expecting to strengthen my kingdom. The Ban Yoyod explains the Gemara that Achia Shloini indeed did sign the letter that he'll do whatever Yeravim ben Nevat says, even for Avodah Zarah. But he didn't understand that Avodah Zarah means, like we know what Avodah Zarah means, that Avodah Zarah means that he's going to worship Avodah Zarah. He thought that he'll do things that are Avodah Zarah. The word Avodah Zarah means something which is Zarah, which is strange. And he said, I am so prepared to be loyal to the king, that even if the king tells us to do something which I find to be strange, I will do it because that it's Zorah, that I find it to be strange, I will follow what he says out of loyalty to the king. And then, as we're learning, Yeravim ben Nevat took that letter and abused it that it's going to, for that purpose. And this is a very important point that I saw that many Mefarshim say in learning this Gemara. The Gemara says that sometimes people, teaching us that sometimes people become very loyal to other people, and then after they become loyal to those people, they start doing things that they think are the correct thing to do out of loyalty. But really, they have to be careful what you're getting into. Says the Gemara, the Hob. The Gemara says, how do we prove that Achia Shaloni, has the Gemara say, acted this way? The Pasuk says that Yair ben Nimshi, who was the Melech on Yisrael later on, Tzadik Rabbah Haba, he was a great Tzadik. Shadamar, Yoyma Hashem, Yehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yehu, Yana Sheh Tvoisoi, Lassas HaYosha B'Eni Kol HaShem B'Lvavi, Asisa L'Beis Achav B'nei Revim, Yeshiva L'cha Kes Yisrael. He was a tzaddik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that many generation will sit and be kings. Ksiv, V'Yehu L'Shama, and the Pasuk continues to say, V'Yehu L'Shama L'Achav B'Daris HaShem L'Kei Yisrael B'Chol L'Vavoi, L'Sor Mi'alchatas Yeravim, Ashehechti Yisrael. Says the Gemara, my Garmalei, why did this tzaddik not remove the Avodah Zarah? Amar Abai says, Abai brisk Yerushalos Vasayim. Somebody says something, even if he didn't intend what he meant, still, if he said it, it has a hashpah, it has an influence. Shenamar, and the Pasuk says, that when Yehu wanted to kill all the Kohanim that Achav had put up for the Baal Avodah Zarah, he said the way he did it was as if he wanted also to worship the Avodah Zarah. And what he was trying to accomplish was that people should think that he's also of Avodah Zarah, and then he'll be able to do what he has to do. And he said, Achav over Habal Ma'at, Yev Yivodah Habay. Saying these kind of words, that's how he was able to gather all the priests to one place, and then he killed them. And because he said these words, even though his intention was actually honorable, what happened at the end was his children ultimately worshipped Avodah Zarah. Rava said, what happened, that why didn't he remove the Avodah Zarah? Because this letter that we began our shiur with today was the letter that he saw and caused them to make this mistake. The ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'shachata shatim hamiku v'ani marsu l'kulam." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Heim hamiku mishali." They took avodah zarah more seriously. Ani marti kol mishen oil regel. I said that if somebody is not oil regel on Yom Tov, on the Shalosh Regalim, and they took this issue of being worshipped of Avodah Zarah, and they said, if somebody goes up to be Oyla Regal, because they wanted, as we learned at the end of our previous year, to avoid anybody being Oyla Regal to Yerushalayim, Yadaka Becherev, they will be killed. That's what Pshat, when the Pasuk says, Heim Hamiku, they went even deeper. They went even deeper than I in their worship to Avodah Zarah and trying not to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted them to do. V'hi Be'esahi, the Pasuk says, continues speaking about Yeravim Yeravot, V'hi Be'esahi V'yarm Yotza Mishlaim, V'yimtza Yisachia Shloina Navi, B'derech V'muskasa B'simla Chadosha. He meets Yeravim Ben Nevat and he's wearing a new suit. Tana Mishum Rabbi Yossi, A.C. Shemazen Manas Lepronis. What does that mean that he met them? He met them at the time that was Muzomel Lepronis, that there was a time that was already predestined, that was when he will suffer. The Reb Tzadik in his Sefer, Tzitzka Tzadik, explains the Gemara, that there are places in the world where a Muzomel Lepronis, and just like the Gemara, just like he says, we know that the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person is supposed to have a court case with a Nachri, he should avoid doing it in Chodesh Av, because Chodesh Av is a month of bad mazel. So too, Chazal said that there's a time for bed. There's a place for bed. And he explains what it means is that that place or that time, even if a person is supposed to have it good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that that time that this person should do what is not supposed to happen to him during that time and that place. And the way I understand what he means to say is that that time and place may be a place that has a bad mazel. And even though ain't mazel Yisrael, nothing is by chance. And the fact that he ended up in that time and that place is a proof that in the Shemayim he was supposed to suffer at that time and place. The Pasuk says further, it's just like we said, there's a place, there's a time. The Pasuk says regarding Mashiach, a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Kayam Hashem, Beis Rotzen and Nesicha, Ubiyoim Yeshua Zaticha, Tanam Shem Rabbi Yossi, Eis Mezumenes L'Toiva. There's a time, just like we said, there's a difficult time, there's a good time as well. Ubiyoim Kakti, Vakati Aleim, Chatosim, Tanam Shem Rabbi Yossi, Eis Mezumenes L'Pronis. There's a time, it refers to Tisha B'Av, which is a day that we is a day that's predestined for Tzaris for Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us the story of Tam of Yehuda, and as the Pasuk begins that discussion, the Pasuk says that story. Vehi Beis Sahi, V'yei Yehuda Meis Achiv Tanim Shiramaya Eis Musumana Lepranius. That was the time that she was supposed to be tried, as we know. That, and as the Yad Ramah explains, even though she obviously wasn't burnt, but she was almost burnt, and she went through that very difficult time, all because it was AC Mezumanis Lepronius. The Pasuk says that after Shlomo HaMelech passed away, and Klal Yisrael appointed Rechavim, his son, to be the king, the Pasuk says, V'yelech Rechavim Shechem, Ki Shechem Ba Klal Yisrael L'hamlech Oysoi. Says the Maratana Mishim Rabbi Yossi, that Shechem is a makam that's Mezumen Lepronius. Shechem, our history has, we have a very difficult history, very difficult history in Shechem. B'Shem, Machru, B'Shem, Inas, Dina, the story with Shechem himself and Dina. B'Shem, Machru, Achivas Yosef, Shechem is where Yosef was sold. B'Shem, Nechel, Kabech, Space David. And Shechem was the place where the monarchy of Klal Yisrael was divided between Malchi Yisrael and Malchi Beis David. So we see it's a place that Mezumen Lepronius. He says the Pasuk, V'yiravam yotzim Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, yotzim episkash Yerushalayim. He took out that letter that said that he won't have any share in Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk continues, as we read this Pasuk earlier, Ask them, what does it mean that he was wearing a Simcha Chadasha? Omar Rav Nachman, Kisimcha Chadasha. When you're speaking about Yeravam, we should understand that Yeravam should be looked at as Kisimcha Chadasha, like a new garment. Ma Simcha Chadasha ain't b'shem doifi. You put on a new garment, it's perfect. After Rosh Hashiravim, Lahai Bashem Dufi. So too, the Torah that he taught was fantastic. Davar Acher, Silma Chadoshim, Shechit Shedvarim Shalai Azim Emayilim. That he was such a great Talmud Chacham, and he said Chidusha Torah that nobody else had the ability to say such incredible Chidusha Torah. What does the Pasuk mean, continues the Gemara? The Shneim Levadim Besada, Amri Domarav, Shekal Tamid Chacham Daim Lefneim, Kisvei Asada. All the other Talmid Chacham that existed in the world were compared to Yeravim, just like grass. Vikadamri, Shekal Talmid Torah Megulam Besada. Everything, the whole Torah was revealed to them. They knew all the different Torah. So the Mashal explains that Talmid Chachamim are normally compared to Arzei Halvonim, the great cedar trees. And those are the great Talmid Chachamim. And the lesser Talmid Chachamim are compared to Isvei Asada, what grows from the grass. And everybody, they were able to influence all the Talmid Chachamim. Ben Yoyada explains that a person who stands amongst tall trees is really not going to be that visible because the trees hide him. But if somebody is standing in a field that has only grass, he will be noticeable. And so too, that the Talmid Chachamim were noticeable far away. Everybody was able to identify these great Talmid Chachamim. The Ein Eliyahu explains that we learned previously in our Masechta that if somebody learns Torah and he doesn't review what he learned, it's comparable to somebody who planted and doesn't cut anything from what it grows. The Torah is compared to something that we plant. They're all different time, and when people plant, they're a different growth that we have. It says what the Gemara means to say that for everybody else, the Torah, what grew was like Isfei Sada. Grass is not that very significant. When we spoke about Yerovim ben Nevat, everything was of the greatest quality. Then Eliyahu says, what does it mean? She called Tamat Torah Begulam Kesada. It's speaking about the Panemius of Torah. What does the earth do? There's nutrients, there's things that we plant in the ground, and that whatever we plant comes out. Here too, the Panemius of Torah came out from Yerovim ben Nevat's learning. Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says further about Yerovim. L'chein titni shluchim al mereshes gas batei achsev l'achsev l'malchi Yisrael. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa yotze baskel v'amar lehem. There was a baskel that came out and said misharik as a plishti v'harish eschem gas. That David HaMelech that we know was the one that killed Goliath, and because of that he was able to overtake the city of Gas, which till now was in the hands of the Plishtim. Titnu shluchim l'banav. You're going to take his children and chase them away from the Melucha. Bati achsev achsev malchus Yisrael. Since you've been so disloyal to the Malchus Beis David to go after other kings, that's why you will fall into the hand of achsev. Achsev is a representation of Avodah Zarah because achsev means falseness. There's no greater falseness than Avodah Zarah. And because you did such a terrible thing by removing the Malchus Beis David, that's why you will be punished. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa, Kol Anena Ma'al Ma'azah B'lai Bracha. Somebody benefits from this world without making a bracha. Ki ilu koizel Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he takes away bracha from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, koizel aviv v'imoy, v'ayme ein pesher, chavehu l'ish mashkas. Ein aviv, ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk refers to, when we say Aviv, it means a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shenem Ha'alua, as the Pasuk describes a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ha'alua hu avicha kainecha, vein ima el Knesset Yisrael, shenem ha'shma b'ni musar avicha, v'al tito ishteres imecha. My chava hu l'shmashkes. What does it mean that he's a chava l'shmashmes? Chava hu Yerovim ben Nevat. He's considered a friend, a colleague, somebody who follows in the ways of Yerovim ben Nevat. She Chishkes Yisrael Lavim Meshemayim. He separated Klal Yisrael from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Tziv explains that when somebody makes a bracha, what that brings is a hashpa, a bracha, to Klal Yisrael. And somebody who doesn't make the bracha causes that the hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring to Klal Yisrael doesn't come. So what happens here is a double geneva. He takes away kaviyachol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring bracha to us, and he takes that away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other thing that he does is, he takes away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he takes away from Klal Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to give them a bracha, and he takes it away from them. The Mashal explains that a person, what does it mean, ein pesha? A person thinks, well, I didn't make a bracha. And he thinks to himself that that isn't such a terrible aveira. But when we think about what we just said, the repercussions of not making a bracha, they are so significant. The Maral explains that what the Gemara means to say is that in the time of David HaMelech, everybody was loyal to David HaMelech, But the way that loyalty was most seen was the relationship that everybody had to the Beis HaMikdash. And that positive relationship with the Beis HaMikdash, obviously, is what caused us to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Yoram ben Nevat put up the Avodah Zarah, so that separated us, unfortunately, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is considered why he brought Gezela from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It took away that special bond that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it took away also that special bond that, so Klai Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lost that relationship, and we lost that relationship. The pasuk says, "V'yidach Yeravim es Yisrael machri Hashem v'chtiem chatah gedoyla." Amar Rav Chanan, "V'shtei maklus matiza zu zu." He put up, it's like two sticks that somebody is holding in his hand, and he's throwing both sticks. What Yeravim threw sticks at us. I saw explained the two sticks are the two of the zara that he put up. And those sticks were the sticks that separated us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says, by the eagle, the pasuk says, "V'dizov amid the beirab yana amam b'shlof nekadosh baruch hu ribani shloim." When we look at the avera of the eagle, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "B'shvil kesef v'dizov shibayat pelam l'Yisrael," because of the tremendous wealth that you gave to Klai Yisrael, at shiom rudai, they said enough. Garm lam lasis lahem elahei zov. That was what caused them to make the Avodah Zarah. Marshall, as the marshal to understand this is, "Ain ari dairus noyem v'noyem." We don't find that a lion roars and attacks, but kupushal tevin, when it doesn't have a lot to eat. When it's hungry, it doesn't have the strength. El matak kupushal basar. And that's what caused them to make the Avodah Zarah. That, so the Rabbi Chanan, in his Sefer Kaibis Haaretz, asks, how does it come that somebody's at the point that says, Dai Chesed, that he says he has enough money? Doesn't the Gemara say, then Eidon Ameitz v'chatzi tavasa b'yadai, nobody leaves the world with having half of what he wants. The Gemara says, Mishesh Leimana, if somebody has $100, writes a Messiah, he wants $200. And here the Gemara says that they said it's enough. So the Rabbi Chanan answers that this attitude, this feeling that people are never satisfied with what they have in Gashmius, only came after the Chet HaEgel. Before the Chet HaEgel, Klai Yisrael were on a madrega that whatever they had, they were satisfied with what they had. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Yishya, Yeravim HaYisrael Yoinkim Yegel Echad." Till the time of Yeravim, they were only suffering because of the Egel Echad, the Veira of the Egel. Mikav Eilach, but after Yeravim put up his two Egels, Mishnayim V'Shloish Agolim, they suffered from two or three. Two means the two Egels that Yeravim put up, and then the third means the Egel going back to the original Egel. He says, so Masha explains, what does this mean? That when we look at an Egel, a calf wants to nurse from its mother. What happened here was that Klai Yisrael were not people that really wanted to nourish from anybody but from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that Yeravim brought that attitude into Klai Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, "En l'chal kapranius piranius." Says Rabbi Yitzchak, there's never a time that Klai Yisrael suffers. Shabbat la'olam, shein by echem esrim b'hechra l'yitra. That there isn't a small amount of punishment from the Chet HaEgel. So Egel Rish Shnema B'Yoyim Pogti V'Karati Aleim Chatosam. That when they sin and they're going to get punished for that sin, this will be included in that as well. The Chayza says just the opposite. He says that just like what we learn from the Chet HaEgel, it's just like after Klai Yisrael did that Aver of the Chet HaEgel, ultimately, what happened was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meichel them. So too we, every time somebody in Klai Yisrael does an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel them on the Aveira, because just like he was Meichel them on the Aveira of the Chet HaEgel. That all comes from that lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is moichalos for every Aveira comes from even the Chet Egel. And as I saw, the Pnei Menachem takes that, explains this. He says, what happened after the Chet Egel? What happened after the Chet Egel is that we find that Klal Yisrael did tshuva. Says the Pnei Menachem, that ability that even after they do Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have the ability to do tshuva, started after the Chet Egel. Amar B'chnin al-Acha Esra Arbedos, after 24 generations, after Klal Yisrael served the Egel, Nigva Pasuk Muzeh, the Pasuk of B'yoyim Pekadati, B'yoyim Pekadati, B'kadati, Eleim Chatosam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them even for that original Avera. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'ikara B'aznei Koy God Lema, Kirva P'kudah Se'ir, Vish Klei Meshchasa B'yaday. So the Pasuk uses the words Piktu. And as the Pasuk says in Chumash, Paiket Avos Abonim. If the children follow the bad ways of their forefathers, that is the punishment. I saw another pshat that the Taras Chaim says that we learned earlier that they had killed Zechariah, who was a Kohen and Navi. And what happened here was that just like they had forced Aaron a Kohen to make them, allow them to make a Egel, they continued in that way by ignoring the Kohen Navi being Zechariah. Acha Dova Zeb, says the Gemara, the Pasuk continues, Acha Dova Zeb, after this, Loshov Yerovam Medarka Hara. Ask them, my Acher, what does that mean? Amar Rababa, Acher, Acher Shetavsa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yerovam Bebegdoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu grabbed Yerovam by the Begit, Vamaloi, Chazoba Mechatoach, Chazoba, do tshuva, and if you'll do tshuva, Aniv Atob and Yishai Netayel B'Gan Eden, I and you and Ben Yishai, Dovra Melech, the Tal B'Gan Eden, will walk together in Gan Eden. Amaloi, at that point, he asked, Mi Barosh, who will go first? So he said, Ben Yishai Barosh, David Melech first, and then you. He said, Yehochiloi B'ina. So this conversation, many Mepharshim have a difficulty understanding this discussion. So one pshat that I saw is that the Riaf explains is that David HaMelech, we learned that we're going to learn, did the story of Bathsheba, and the Gemara says the story with Bathsheba was only Lahoyer's Tshuva L'Rabim, that we should learn from that episode what is the power of Tshuva. Yerovam ben Nevat was even a bigger Baal Aveira, because David HaMelech did Tshuva for a private Aveira, but Yerovam ben Nevat was a chayte or machte as a rabbin. And therefore he says that my tshuva, where not only did I do averis, but as we're learning in our shiur today, he put up that avodah zarah, which caused other people to do averis as well, he thought was a higher level of tshuva, and therefore I should go first. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no, even though maybe you were a bigger baal avera because you were chayte machte as a rabbin, but the lesson of the power of tshuva was taught by David Melech. And therefore, you aren't want to go first. The Aruch HaNer actually suggests that if Yerovam ben Nevat had not had this request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he might have been the one to go first. But he had that potential, and he explains why. Because we know the Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Pei Vav Amud Beis says, that if somebody does tshuva mahava, zedoynus nachas zuchiyos, all his averis become mitzvahs. So Yerovam was a bigger baal avera than David HaMelech, and he would have had therefore more mitzvahs. However, when he suggests, if we look at the original words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yerovam, it says ani HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ata Yerovam uben Yishai. But what happened was, when is the halacha, says Aruch HaNer, that the averis become mitzvahs, is when you do tshuva mahava. if you do a pure tshuva. Yeravam, with this conversation, showed that he wasn't doing it purely out of a havas Hashem, of love Hashem. He also showed that he had covet involved. That was what he asked Mi Barosh, who's going to go first? When a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that is your attitude, Mi Barosh, so then it won't be tshuva mahava. It won't be tshuva mahava, and therefore the halacha is that you won't have more mitzvahs than David HaMelech, and if you won't have more mitzvahs than David HaMelech, he deserves to go first. The Divrei Shaul explains that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to say that he and David should go at the same time, simultaneously, and he wasn't satisfied with that. He wanted to go first. The Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, we see from this Gemara how much a person could fall into the trap of covet. As we just said, if we look at what happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani v'ata v'ben Yishai, that you'll go first. So he already heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're going to go first. Shouldn't that have been satisfactory? But if somebody who wants covet is not just satisfied with the covet. What he wants was that he wants to hear it and hear it again and again. And he said, and therefore he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say it again. Say again explicitly that I'm going to be the one that goes first. And therefore, as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, we know that the Pasuk says that the Mishnah teaches us, Kalaroid of Acha Kovid, that anybody who seeks Kovid, HaKovid Berech Mimenu, loses that Kovid. And that's what happened over here with Yeravam ben Nevat. His terrible desire to have Kovid, that was what chased him away. The Gemara says that he held on to his beged. What does it mean that he held on to the beged? So what he said, so he explains that the Pasuk says, Hashem Geis Lovish. The true honor belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did Doeg do here? What Doeg did here was that covet, which really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tried to take that covet for himself. And when he tried to use the covet, which really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his own purposes, that's when he had the downfall that we learn he has. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Vua, Baruchel, Dava, Kodorosh, Rabbi Vua would speak about Shlosh Melochim, about the three kings that we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik that don't have Olam Haba. Cholish, and he became ill. And at that point, the Kabbalah, the Lay Dorish, he took upon himself that he will no longer speak disparagingly about these kings. Kivin Desbach, but once he, Baruch Hashem, got better, Hodekadorish, he began again to speak disparagingly about these kings. Amr, and they said to him, like Kabbalah Lach the Lay Dorash Bahu, haven't you accepted upon yourself that you won't speak disparagingly about them? Amr, Inu mihadriba, so he said, did they do tshuva that the Anah Hadabay, did they retract that I should retract? So of course, many Mepharshim are trying to understand this Gemara, don't understand a nether. How could he go back on a nether? So I saw that the Chidah discussed this question, and he gives a number of terutzim. He says that when he made the nether, he made it with a Kabbalah saying that if I want to be able to back off, I should be allowed to back off. Another point that he makes is that before he made the nether, which when we learned Masechta Nedarim, we spoke about extensively, he said Bli Nether. And if he says Bli Nether, it's not considered that he made a nether. Another teretz that the Chidah suggests, that it was considered a nether toss. He made the nether by mistake. He thought he got ill, and he thought that the reason he's ill is because he made this nether. But it really wasn't that. And once he recognized that the fact that he was not well was not connected in any way to the nether that he made, that's when he said, well, the whole nether is therefore a nether toss, and therefore he could back off from the nether. There is a discussion in the Rishonim already when somebody says, there's another Taz that he said he didn't say it in the wording of a nether, and if he didn't say it in the wording of a nether, it's not considered a nether. There's also a discussion amongst the Paiskim if saying B'lei Nether is always effective. That some suggest that by Nether Mitzvah, the halacha is that somebody made a commitment to do a mitzvah, so there, even if you didn't say the words Nether, it's considered a valid, it's considered something that you're obligated to do. And since it's not, it's considered something that you're obligated to do, you have to say B'lei Nether, even though you didn't use the word nether. By something which is a dvar reshus, only if it's a full-fledged nether, only if you expressed it as a full-fledged nether, must you say the words B'lei Nether. Otherwise, it's not considered something that you're obligated to do. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Uka Ashlosh Malachim, he would speak about the three kings that we're learning in our sugya that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Amar, and then he said, Talmidim, tomorrow we're going to speak about these kings who are chavreinu, who are our colleagues, who are great tamid chachamim. Os Menashe schazle b'chalmei, and Menashe, who's one of the kings, as we learned, appeared to him in a dream, and he says, "Chavrech v'chavrech dovuch kurislan, you're considering us an equal. You're considering us as a friend." So he asked him, when somebody makes hamaitzi, as the halacha speaks about, hilchas betzias apas, and the halacha is that one slices the loaf of bread, he has to slice it from the best place. Amalei lo yadana, and he says, I don't know. And the Yad Ramah says, it's inconceivable to understand that he shouldn't know the halacha, that you, where you cut the bread, that the halacha is you cut the bread from the best place of where it's cut. And therefore, the Yad Ramah explains, of course he knew that the halacha is that you cut it from the best place. What he did not know was what is considered the best place. Amalei, mehech the bas l'misha ha-maitza lo'i gemerta. You don't know the answer to this simple, to this fundamental halacha, v'havach karislon, and you consider us, yes, an equal to you. Amalei, Agmirle. So Rav Ashi said to him, please teach it to me. And when tomorrow, when I'm going to give the shir, I'm going to mention that I heard it from you. Amalei, so he said, the place on the bread that you make the cut is Mehechem Dekarim Beshula, and the place where the crust is best. You make it from the most, the place where it has the best crust. Amalei, Machda Kemek Kulahai. So Rav Ashi asked him, since you're such a great Talmud Chacham, and we see even knowing a simple halacha can make you be considered Talmud Chacham, so if that's the case, my Talmud Kapalich Slavet Chavim, why do we find that you did such a terrible Avera of worshipping Avodah Zarah? Amalei, to which Menashe told him, Yavasa Havas Hasam, had you been around at that time, Havas, you would pick up your coat, your garment, so it should be easier for you to run. For Hatta Basra, and you too would have run after the Avodah Zarah. And the way the Mefarshim explains that at that time, the Yetzahara, we spoke about this earlier in our Masechta, at that time, the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah was so strong, he says everybody was influenced by that Yetzahara. Machar, the next day he said, instead of calling him Chavareinu, our colleague, now he's calling him his Rebbe. The Gemara says, Achav. What is the definition of Ach? Ach l'shmayim, v'avla v'aretz k'chavim. He, a father, just like a father loves his children. Ach l'shmayim, t'ksiv ach utzara yivaleid. It's a, ach here doesn't mean a brother. Ach means a sigh. The tzaras that Acha brought causes us to sigh. And that special relationship that exists between a father and a son is the relationship that Acha had with the Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, V'hi ha'neka lechtei b'chatas yirovim b'nevat. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kalash also Achav, the small averus that Achav did, were Chamurus Shas Yeravim. Achav did greater averus than Yeravim. And what was considered a big averus in the time of Yeravim is a small averus in the time of Achav. So, so if Achav was so much more of a Rosha than Yeravim, why are Achav's sins connected to Yeravim? Says the Gemara, Neshuhuya Tchila Chakala. He was the one that brought Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael. And once he brought Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael, that was the beginning of the end. So I saw that the Yad Ramah asks a question that we look in Nach, we see that many times before Yeravim, people had worshipped Avodah Zarah. So why is it considered as if Yeravim brought Avodah Zarah into Klal Yisrael? So he says that in the previous generations, even if they worshipped Avodah Zarah, it was they did tshuva on the Avera. In the time of Yeravim, Avodah Zarah was so prevalent in Klal Yisrael that even if they worshipped, that they never did tshuva on the Avodah Zarah that they worshipped. Gam mizbechosim megalma atal mesada. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what happened in the time was that ein lecha kol talam atalam. There wasn't any plowed row there to throw. Shloihemer alav achav avodah zarah. Achav that avachav did not put avodah zarah v'shtachav alai. Says the Gemara Menolon, the loy osel alma da osi. Says the Gemara, how do we know that achav, as we learn, doesn't have a shi'a in olam haba? The ksiv, v'chrati l'achav mashtem bekir. As somebody, mashtem bekir, somebody could think in his heart. V'otzav ozo yisrael. Otzav olam haza. They will suffer in olam haza. And ozav, and they will be forsaken, Lailam Haba, that the people of that time will worship Avodah Zarah. I saw the Mefarshim explain that in the time of Achav, that they went out to war, they prevailed. And in the time of Achav, in the time of David HaMelech, they did not necessarily prevail. Even though, as Al-Gamar says, that Achav was a terrible Ovid Avodah Zarah, but in his time, people had unity. And when there's unity in Klal Yisrael, even if they're Ovid Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them prevail over their enemies. Amar Yochanan, Neymar Zacha Omri, the father of Achav, Lamalchus, why did he get the Malucha? Says the Gemara, Ney Shehoysev Krak Achad Bet Yisrael, he added one city to Israel. Shnem the pasuk says, "V'yikin es ahar shamrim meis shema bekikrim kesev." V'yivin es ahar v'yikra ashem meir shabon al shem shamer adoni har shamrim. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Name azach achav lemalchus esrim shtaim shana. Why did he have the schus to be king for 22 years? Neshikibes atayra shnita beesrim shtaim meisus. He showed cover to the Torah, and we know the Torah is given with 22 letters, the 22 letters of the Aleph base. Where do we see that he showed Kavod HaTorah? Because the pasuk says that when Ben-Hadad, Melech Aram, fought with Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says, V'yishlach malachim al-acham melech Yisrael ira, V'yomel ha-koy amma Ben-Hadad, kaspecha v'zavcha lihu, v'nashecha b'necha atoy v'lihem. Your money is mine, your family is mine. And then Achav agrees to this demand. Then the pasuk says, "Kim keis mocha eshlachas avodei alecha v'tipsus beis chavas beis avodech besbatei avodecha v'hayu kamachmer enecha yusim biyadav lakachu." He demands even more, and at that point, v'yomer l'malachi ben Hadad, Achav says to the messengers of Ben Hadad, "Emru l'adoni amel kol she shalacht al avodecha v'rishayna, everything that you requested." Esser, but Dava Hazeh, this second request, La'yuchalasus, I can't fulfill. Ask the Gemara, my Machmer Einecha, what was the Machmer Einecha that Ben Hadad wanted that he couldn't fulfill? La'af Sefer Torah. What means the Sefer Torah? And that, to show this respect to the Sefer Torah, that he wasn't ready to do. Says the Gemara, who says the Machmer Einecha that Ben Hadad demanded was the Sefer Torah? Asked the Gemara Dilma what he wanted was Avodah Zarah. says the Gemara Lo Yisak Datach, that he wanted Achav say Avodah Zarah, and Achav refused to give the Avodah Zarah. Says Gemara Lo Yisak Datach. The Ksiv, V'yomer Lov Kol Zakenim V'Kol Ha'om, the Zakenim told him, talked about this. And therefore, if it was not the Torah, it wouldn't have been the Zakenim. Says the Gemara V'Zdilma Sever D'Ba'as Ahava. Maybe the Pasuk is not talking about Zakenim, who are the Talmid Chachamim. Maybe the Zakenim that are being referred to here are the Rishoyim. Says the Gemara, Mi like Siv, when we speak about the Pasuk says, V'yit by Avshalom, when he rebelled against David, the Pasuk says, V'yisha David be'ene Avshalom, v'ene kol zikni Yisrael, v'am Rabbi Yosef zikni sabda vasai, that the Pasuk there doesn't refer to Talmid Chachamim, it refers to Rishoyim. So here too, when we see that Achav consulted the Zakenim, who says it means Ziknei Talmid Chachamim, maybe it means Rishoyim, says the Gemara, by the story with Avshalom, and it says, like Sivakola Am, Hachak Sivakola Am, and says the Gemara that everybody participated in the story of Achav. And it's inconceivable, says the Gemara, the Avshalom have been Tzadikim. There must have been Tzadikim amongst the group. The Ksiv, Vishati Bisrael, they were always going to be amongst Klai Yisrael, Shivasa Lofim Kol B'chaim Shloi Kor L'Baal, Kol B'al Peh Shloi Noshik Loi. So there must have been Tzadikim, and therefore must be Talmid Chachamim who were amongst them. Here, question is, that here we see how important it is to show the Derech Eretz covered for Sefer Torah. And the question here is, that there was a situation where Sefer Torah was in a place where it was in danger. And the question that was asked to Rabbi Yosef Zatzal is in such a situation that is somebody allowed to put himself in danger to save the Sefer Torah? So Rabbi Yosef says that you're not supposed to put yourself into danger, for it's not a situation that you're allowed to put yourself into danger. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Chishukei Chemed asks, because our Gemara seems to teach us not like that. Our Gemara says that Achav was given bracha because he showed such respect for the Sefer Torah, where the enemy demanded the Sefer Torah, and he was ready to give it up. So, Rabbi Yosef said, how was he allowed to do it? If you are right, he said to his father-in-law, that this is not a case that we're supposed to put ourselves into danger. So he explained that, Rabbi Yosef explained, that here is a situation of Chil Hashem. And when there's a situation of Chil Hashem, everything is different. And therefore, Achav, who wanted to prevent, who realized that a Ben-Hadad would take the Sefer Torah, it would cause a Chil Hashem, that's why he was right to do what he did. Amram Nachman Akash Shokol Haya. Akal was half and half, his mitzvahs and averish. Shnem v'yom ha'ashem, mi yifatis achav v'yal v'yipal b'ram skilled, v'yom v'zeh v'koy v'zeh v'koy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the yeshiva Shemala was deciding how to treat Achav. Now, if he was such an absolute rasha, what was the question? Mask of Yosef, ask of Yosef, mandik sibay, rak loy hoyuk achav. That the pasuk in describing Achav says there was no one like Achav. That he did such terrible averis, all because he was convinced by Zevel, his wife. But Tanina b'koyim hoisa shekela shikle zov. She would take Achav, weigh him, and give gold coins corresponding to his weight to avoid zara. That Achav shekel hayu, and you say that he was half and half. Ella Achav was very generous. Because he supported Talmid Chachamim, Kippur Lo Mechtza, he was saved. And from here, the Paiskim say we see that if a person has to give tzedakah, and there's a question, what tzedakah should he give? From here we see that the most important tzedakah one can give is tzedakah for Talmidei Chachamim who need to be supported. And Achav, who as we're learning in the Gemara, was the biggest Rasha, he was saved because he supported Talmidei Chachamim who needed support. The Pasuk says, V'yetzer ruach v'yam l'fnei Hashem, the spirit of Novus HaYisraeli, Novus HaYisraeli was a relative of Achav who lived near Achav and had a property that Achav wanted. And what happened was he refused to sell that property to Achav. And because he refused to sell the property to Achav, Zevel told Achav to put out a rumor as if he was a traitor to Achav. And because he was a traitor, he would be eliminated and Achav would take his property. Now, Novus HaYisraeli, that spirit is in Shemayim and he stands in front of Hashem. V'yom ha'niyaftena, v'yom Hashem alav, b'ma. How will you do this? I will convince all of his Nevi'im to say something which is not true. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go do so. What is the Ruach? I'm a Ruach, as we learned, Ruach HaShanavi is Israeli. Might say, and what is the definition of the word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to say? Even though what you said, I'm accepting, I don't want you to say it. Shekein Ksiv, the power of kine, the person who wants to cause punishment to somebody else, machrav beisei. V'yas achav sashera, v'yosef achav lasas lahachas Hashem alkei Yisrael mekom malki Yisrael asher yolafonav. He did worse than anyone before him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan shekosav adas shomrim. He wrote on the entrance to shomrim. Achav kofa belkei Yisrael, lefikach ein lechelik belkei Yisrael. He was the worst in his disrespect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says that Yehu destroyed the whole base Achav, and the pasuk says at that time, Achaziah, the son of Yeshafat Melch Yehuda, whose mother was the daughter of Achav, vivakish es Achaziah. They went after Achazio. He was taking out the Shema Hashem from Sefer Torah, and he did such a terrible Avera, and therefore, since he did such a terrible Avera, he knew that he has to hide because of the Avera that he did.